in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think. And it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all the Browns have won it.
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's a Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Good show for you tonight. We're going to check in with Jared Bell. He covers the National Football League for USA Today. We'll talk with him in a few minutes, get his rundown on the latest that is happening in free agency and trade and the whole business of football. And then we'll talk with Montario Hardesty, Browns running back, checks in with us from Florida, where he's been training Boca Raton. He's been down there going through various drills, and I think it's going to be interesting to hear what he has to say relative to how he's preparing himself for the off-season drills when everything starts April 16th, when all the players get together, the OTAs begin, the mini camps begin. And I think you got a focused running back in Montario Hardesty, a guy who really now healthy and has a full offseason to deal with versus what neither he nor any player had last year in the NFL from a guy coming back from the lost rookie season of 2010 with that knee injury. So we're going to talk with Montario about that and just get a feel for where he is and what he sees going forward. Alumni Spotlight. We're going to shine that one on Wally Williams, former offensive lineman for the Browns. Played here briefly a few seasons, right at the end of Browns 1, before the move to, before they made that move, of course, to Baltimore. And then we'll talk with him about what he has to say about those years here, Bill Belichick as head coach, and what he also has to say going forward about his time with, he spent some time with the New Orleans Saints, Mike Ditka, the Ricky Williams trade. It's a lot of fun stuff there. And then Baltimore, where he spends a lot of time doing media work, both radio and television, in the Baltimore area. So we will have a chance to visit with him, with Wally Williams, get caught up with him. And we also get caught up with your questions. You submit those via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, as Michelle did via Facebook. Are we going to focus on defense, specifically the defensive secondary? What are we going to do to beef up our wide receiving core in this offseason, both during free agency and during the draft? Or are we still looking for the right fit at the quarterback position above all else? Good stuff, Michelle. I'm going to say that defense will be a priority for this team. Now, you've heard reports that the Browns are close to a deal. These are coming from various media outlets locally, close to a deal with Frosty Rucker, defensive end, free agent defensive end, I should say, from the Cincinnati Bengals. Nothing is done on that. Checked with Browns Public Relations just before we went on the air to see if we could get the very latest. And the very latest is no deal is done, at least that we know of right now. So we'll stay tuned on that one. But right now, no deal is done. If he came aboard, this would, I think, would be a good addition. What do you have? I think 4 sacks last year. Definitely a player who could help beef up the defensive front. So to your point, Michelle, this is clearly at least the mindset, I think, of the team to look in that direction. And if this does work out with Rucker, I think it's a good addition, and it gives you that potential for that bookend type of player that you need with Jabal Sheard on the other side of the defensive line. So we'll see what happens with that. News, the Browns release, and I think that's well known by now, but we'll talk about this as well. Eric Steinbach, veteran offensive lineman, the guard, has been released by the team, And Tom Heckert, the general manager, you know, talking about, quote, these types of decisions are the difficult part of this job, especially when it involves a player such as Eric Steinbach. He said this in a release that the Browns issued just a short while ago. Eric exhibited tremendous leadership, Heckert's statement goes on, and passion for the game during this time here, during his time here. We want to thank him for his contributions. The team missed a lot, I think, with his veteran presence on the line last year, especially early on when rookie Jason Pinkston took over. But I think it was clear Pinkston was drafted and added to this team with the idea of ultimately and eventually replacing Eric. So that's what's happened there. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to talk some free agency and some trades and whatever else has been going on around the league up to the minute with a man who is tracking that for USA Today. He is their outstanding NFL journalist and a longtime friend of mine, Mr. Jarrett Bell. That'll be coming up in a couple of minutes on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford and is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcasts. With all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hey Browns fans, Carex Health Brands knows that being a football fan can be tough on your body. If your muscles are sore or your joints are stiff after hours of cheering on your favorite team, try Carex Bed Buddy Hot Cold Therapy products. Their doctor-recommended moist heat is strong enough to penetrate sore muscles on or off the field. Carex Health Brands' complete line of home health care products, including hot cold therapy, medication organizers, and bath safety equipment, can be found at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina and Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com. Russo Rosalina.
I'm Joel Mountain, president of Alarm Force. With an Alarm Force video relay, you can see and speak with whoever's at your front door from anywhere in the world through your cell phone. Full video and live two-way voice together, the most advanced form of home security. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and only $35 per month. And you can get a video relay even if you have another company's home alarm or no alarm at all.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
Very pleased to be back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you to the top of the hour, and very happy right now to be joined by a great friend and one of the very best NFL journalists around. He is Jarrett Bell from USA Today. Jarrett, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic. How you doing, bud?
All right. I know you're going crazy like most of us now, monitoring, trying to keep track, and especially in your case, tracking multiple teams here. The big story seems to be, among many, is Mario Williams' situation, visiting Buffalo yesterday, staying overnight, and now the latest sounding is if he's going to, and I guess bringing his fiancée there to check out the town and everything, but looks like he might be leaving without a contract?
I haven't been intensely following that, but you know, if you're Mario Williams, you've got to kind of, you know, have the right fit. And there's a lot of things there besides the money that you'd have to consider. Hey, just like Peyton Manning, you kind of want to drive up the price if you can, and you know, have multiple teams interested in your services. But you know, it's interesting because the Bills thought they were going to have a chance to sign him and Robert Meacham, and then last night Meacham struck a deal with the San Diego Chargers, so they could go 0-2 and getting started here with their big free agent targets.
Segue to Manning. You brought him up, Peyton Manning. Now visiting with the Tennessee Titans. Originally, it looked like it was more of a two-team thing with the Arizona Cardinals, Denver Broncos. But the Dolphins, of course, are also mentioned in this. Seems to me that the more, you know, as this number of teams grows from what looked to be a quaint small group, the more this is about Manning obviously trying to maximize contract value.
I think that's probably part of it, but I also think it's, you know, he wants to have the right organizational fit too. And when you start thinking about these teams, you know, I mean, Tennessee is a, you know, a pretty attractive place, you'd think, because they've, even though, you know, Mike Munchak's second year as a coach there, but I mean, they were competitive last year, and it's not a, you know, a total rebuilding situation there. So I would think Tennessee, you know, would be an attractive alternative. But you mentioned the money, and I think that's the other thing. When somebody says, I'll do whatever it takes to get Peyton Manning, you have to listen to that, okay?
Sure.
And if nothing else, it's going to maybe sweeten the pot in these other situations like a Denver and Arizona.
Jared, are you hearing anything relative to how these teams are building contracts to safeguard against the health issue, against that whole, the four neck operations and the risks that go with bringing in a guy who's been through that and at this at his age?
Yeah, I haven't heard that specifically with the teams that he's talked to, but when he first went on the market, that was a concern with, you know, several teams, just to wonder how you would structure a contract to account for that. And you know, I think it just kind of depends on your situation, but you know, I had a number of general managers tell me that if they were, and they are not from these four teams, but just from other teams, that kind of talked in general about, hey, if I was going to try to sign this guy, I'd have to have a safeguard for that injury. And one of the things that was interesting that one general manager told me is that, you know, you can put in an injury guarantee that's specific to the neck or the area of concern.
Huh.
So, you know, sometimes you hear about, yeah, injury guarantees and contracts, but, you know, what if he goes out and he blows out a knee? Well, does that have anything to do with the neck? Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I think there was some thinking that if you really wanted to get, you know, creative and, you know, meticulous about the contract, that you could give him the sense of relief that if it's some other injury, that he wouldn't lose. But if it's the neck, then maybe they'd have a problem with it. But then again, if you're Peyton Manning and you've got several suitors, that's something that you definitely would have to consider. And I think that's why it's important that, as you said a couple minutes ago, you've got these different teams bidding for him. Well, that does drive up the price, but it also could drive the value of the contract from, in terms of what can be guaranteed and what not, and the terms of the contract, if you will. So all of that is going to be, you know, very much worth watching as this thing unfolds.
Jared Bell, veteran NFL writer for USA Today, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jared, the other quarterback component in this game of dominoes, I guess, with Manning is we know about Matt Flynn from the Green Bay Packers, and basically the one piece to this story, I guess, is that the Miami Dolphins, if they're still in the running for Manning, would hold off doing anything with Flynn in the meantime. But what is the marketplace for this guy? Because as I'm looking at it from a Browns perspective, said this on our show here last night, the closer I look at him, the more I'm seeing basically Colt McCoy. I'm not necessarily seeing that much. And I don't say that to insult Colt. I say it that if the whole idea is to bring in a guy who's upgrading your quarterback position, then he better be that. He better look to me, or not to me, he better look to you, to the team, as you know, a guy who does that. And I'm not sure that Flynn does that.
Yeah, well, I think it's the big X factor with him. You've got a couple game tapes on him, right? And looked very good, right?
Yeah.
And you know he's in that system. And obviously, I think he has more value to a team like the Browns and, of course, the Dolphins, where, you know, Joe Philbin came from Green Bay as the coach, so he's going to run that system. So there's a finite number of teams where he would fit. And, of course, the Browns being one. But I know what you're saying. Okay, has he done it enough to really say that he's going to be better than the guy we have here? And, maybe just the reps that he's had in that offense, will give you that. But how much more would it give you an upgrade? That's all, I guess, debatable. And how it is in this league, Vic, if you can play quarterback and you can fit in the right system.
Yeah. You make a lot of money.
You make a lot of money, and a team could strike gold. I mean, it's possible, but again, it's not like he's Aaron Rodgers. He's Aaron's backup. But boy, he's got the record for touchdowns.
Oh, he does. You're right, and it's fascinating, intriguing. I guess that's the word. Maybe more intriguing than fascinating. And what are we speaking of? Using those two words as they apply, or at least intriguing, with Kevin Cobb. What's your take on him, number one, and on the idea that a very interesting situation, because Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, the Cardinals have to decide whether they're going to trade him or keep him. And if they keep him, they got to pay him a reported $7
million. Yeah, and, that's the deal with them and the whole Peyton Manning situation, because if they're going to get Peyton Manning, then obviously move Kevin Cobb either in a trade or whatever you need to do, and then you don't have to pay that money. Now, the way it was explained to me, it's like if they were to keep Kevin Cobb, pay the bonus, and then a few days later or something, strike a deal with Peyton, it might be only like a $2 million cap difference. So that's not astronomical, but the money's gone. the cash would be gone. Okay, the $7 million. So
right.
I don't know if people want to get into the habit of just giving away $7 million. So, so there's a couple ways of looking at it. One being that if they did still eventually get a deal with Peyton Manning, then the cap hit for that would not be so staggering. But I had the sense, Vic, last year that Kevin Cobb was just a guy who didn't have a lot of time to really learn to do what you needed to do. I mean, we saw the rookie quarterbacks come in last year and play some good football, but Kevin Cobb got hurt during the season, obviously coming there after the lockout and just that whole rush situation. I think you haven't seen the best of what Kevin Cobb can really give you, so that might not be a bad alternative if you don't get Peyton Manning. And that's got to be the thing that they're wrestling with, against the whole prospect of, well, if we get Peyton Manning, then then we know we're better here if he stays healthy, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey, Jarrett, last thing, and again, I know you got it running on a million different fronts there in the newsroom at USA Today, but with regard to the receiver position, very much has taken the spotlight, even though we'll always talk about quarterbacks.
Right.
Mario Williams is going to get a lot of attention, but the receivers, the movement there, the Brandon Marshall trade from Miami to Chicago, the Vincent Jackson signing, right down the line, we've had some interesting receivers. Randy Moss to San Francisco. Give me your general take on what's happened at that spot.
Yeah, I think it's been a great situation for those guys. I've counted up 8 contracts with receivers totaling $376.5 million, and that's including, the Calvin Johnson deal today, 8 years at $132 million, which is the largest total package and with the largest guarantee that we've ever seen in the NFL. So,
and DeSean Jackson got retained by the Eagles. I mean, the extent,
51
we knew million. That was coming.
What I heard. So basically, the money's been crazy. And I think part of it, though, Vic, is that, sometimes you just have a deep position on the market. He really do. I mean, I think in Calvin Johnson's case, it was different because he wasn't a free agent, okay? But he was entering the last year of his contract. The Lions saved, I think, $9 million under the salary cap. He had a huge salary cap number. I think it was like $23 million because he had these escalators and all these things in his contract from before that kicked in. So they needed to do something with him just to give themselves some relief. And then if you're talking about this player and locking this player down for the long haul, it's a great thing for Detroit and a great thing, obviously, for Calvin Johnson. But separate from that, these other deals, I think, just kind of reflect, the talent pool at that position. I mean, you look around the league and you say, okay, where are the deepest spots in free agency? I think this kind of proves that this was a pretty good one with Vincent Jackson, Garcon, Reggie Wayne, Meacham, yeah. Deshaun being a franchise guy. Now, Mario Manningham's the next guy. We'll see what happens with him and how much he'll get.
Jared, great stuff, as I knew it would be. I do appreciate you taking the time on a very busy, busy day for you, and we will talk with you down the line.
Okay, Vic. Appreciate you having me.
All right. He is Jared Bell, longtime NFL writer for USA Today. Check out his great work there. In the print edition or online, you will be enlightened on what's happening in this league. Coming up, we have a conversation with Browns running back Montario Hardesty, checking in with us from Florida. Going to get caught up with him and all that's happening in the offseason. As you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Wednesday edition, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great time, great food. Too quick to take a move.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
The 2012 Cleveland Browns. Commitment, confidence, the promise of a plan paying off.
We are driven. We put pressure on ourselves to do the right things to get this thing turned around and going in the right direction.
We have a lot of evaluations to do, and we're going to get the best players we can.
Team up with the Cleveland Browns. Season tickets on sale now at 440-824-3434 or clevelandbrowns.com.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Hey, the road man, Kenny Road here, and it's truck month at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Big Horn package. It includes a 5.7 liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000. Cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today for more info at 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you. Offer ends March 31st.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast.
How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner.
Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Emmett Golden producing for us tonight. Doing a great job. Appreciate that. And we are going to have this segment, which is a catch-up with Browns running back Montario Hardesty. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Well, we're very happy to have with us now Browns running back Montario Hardesty. Montario, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on there.
I know guys are trying to get themselves ready for what's coming up in April when the workouts begin, April 16th, when all players in the NFL report to their facilities and start to get to the business of getting ready for a football season. What have you been doing since the end of this past season?
I've been down in Boca Raton, Florida, training out here with XT Academy, my guy Tony Villani, and we've been down here training. We have a nice group here, and I've been down here working with Tony on speed and agility and explosive things and just getting everything back and working on the field. I worked with Chris Carter a few days on just running routes as a receiver. So just getting all my route running better and just running routes out of the backfield and just trying to bring my game up to that next level, just because last year the thing that frustrated me was that I didn't have an off season.
Right.
So being able to come in and have a full off season to train, I've just been taking it all in stride and just happy for the opportunity that the Browns are giving me to come back, and I want to definitely come back and play good football.
That's great, and you're right about that. Not you and everybody else coming back, and under your circumstances, you were coming back from a lost rookie season with the knee injury that you had suffered. So you were more anxious than anybody, I think, to try to get back to it and want to get yourself prepared. And I would assume that not having that off season last year was something that hurt you during the course of this past season.
Yeah, well, coming into last year, coming to training camp, I still wasn't, where I wanted to be at. So I kind of came into training camp a little bit, still not really at full speed, still not all the way, back 100% yet. So it was kind of, fighting through it during training camp. And then, during the season, once I started to feel good, around game three or four, against Miami, and the games after that, Miami tried, when I started getting my stride in Seattle, then I ended up tearing my calf muscle. So as soon as I was getting to the stride, it kind of was another setback. But the biggest thing about that is that I got a lot of experience last year. That was my first year in the NFL, so I was able to really, see how the older guys respond and some of the things that they do to keep their bodies well and keep everything good. And, I'm just even more excited for this season coming up now because, I'm able to do my off-season training, come back in how I want to come back in. So I'm excited about our team as a whole, man. We have a very young team coming back. And this is going to be our first offseason to really build chemistry under, Coach Sherman.
Right.
Our offensive pieces to actually have a chance to, fuse together because we haven't had a total offseason with our team yet. So I think it's going to be fun. We have a very young team. I know everyone on our team is out working, trying to get better.
And to clarify, you feel like perfectly fine now, right? I know you dealt with that torn calf muscle during the course of last year. All that is fully healed. You've got no lingering issues at all physically right now.
No, none at all. When the season was over last year, last two big games, I was, completely healthy. So I was able to come to the offseason. I'm healthy. Everything's great. So, I've been able to train and able to do all the things that I need to do to come back to UI. There's no limitations. So it feels good.
Montario, when you think back to last season, and it was an unusual situation going into that Miami game and Peyton Hillis not able to play because he was dealing with strep throat. You got thrown into that to make your first NFL start, and you made the most of it. 14 rushing attempts for 67 yards. You had a nice 19-yard run in that third quarter, showing that explosiveness that you have, the sheer speed, but also your power as well. You kind of showed a lot into one long run like that. But it looked to me like that was a game and that was a moment for you that gave people a sense of what your career could be all about.
Well, that was definitely a big opportunity for me. I just wanted to go out and seize the opportunity. I think what made that game even that much better was that our team came out with a win. Because, that's just me. Like, every game I go into, I want to win. I'm kind of a sore loser. I love to win. So, I think that's something that as a team, we have to grow on. We have to learn how to finish our games. Last year, I think we were in a lot of games close, and we didn't finish them. But going back on that Miami game, that was just an opportunity for me to step up and help our team get a win. So I was just happy that I was able to come in and play well and help our team to that W on that Sunday.
Browns running back Montario Hardesty, our guest here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Montario, when we back it up to your rookie season, the disappointment of dealing with a season-ending knee injury really not allowing you to get started, ending before you could even get your career going. What did that do for you in terms of sort of like the mental toughness that comes from that? Because that had to be just a big mind game that you had to play as a rookie, where I'm sure you're frustrated and I'm sure you're sitting there unable to show why this team made the investment it did, made that trade with Philadelphia. I think they gave up three picks to get that second-round pick to draft you in 2010, and then to not be able to go out there and give them the reason and show, hey, this is what I'm all about. How did you deal with that, and how much of that carries over into everything you did last year and are doing going forward?
It was frustrating. Definitely was frustrating, man. I was so excited about coming to the season and just coming to the season and playing football. It was my first season, in the NFL. That's what I was dreaming all my life, the year, and play well, and show what I can do. And so it was definitely frustrating having to miss out my entire rookie year, dealing with an injury. But I think those things are kind of things that are still pushing me now, not coming back last year, all the way back from injury when the season first started. I think those are something that's pushing me now, just those are things that motivate me now to come back and play well, to come out guard and train hard, because I want to show what I can do and I want to help my team win. Those are my biggest things. So I feel like the work that I'm putting in now is going to only put forth to helping our team get W's in the future. So that's what I'm all about: train hard, work hard, and let my play on the football field speak for itself.
Yeah, and you seem very focused on trying to make yourself as complete a player as you can be for this football team. It's helpful, I'm guessing now, of course, more than guessing, I'm sure, that to have been in the system, the Pat Shurmur offense, for a full season, and of course you've got a new coach coming aboard, new offensive coordinator aboard in Brad Childress. You'll get to work with him as well. But in knowing that you've got a better idea of what the role of a running back is in this offense, and it does involve a lot of that catching the ball out of the backfield and so forth, and lining up as a receiver and all those kinds of things. It sounds to me like you're really focused on building up the qualities of your game that can make you more effective in this offense.
Yeah, I mean, now I know exactly what offense is all about. So now I know what to prepare for, and I know all the different roles that a running back has in his offense. And I think that makes it even better, bringing in Coach Childress, who's in Minnesota and worked with a very good running back, just to, bring the things that he knows, from his days running the West Coast offense to our team. I think that's going to make our offense just that much better. So I'm excited about the opportunity to get back and work with him, man. I want everything. I want to try to, you know, bring my game up to the next level also. I think that's what the offseason is all about. Every day we always say, find a way to get better. So every day, I think there's opportunity for us to get better.
And Montero, you touched upon this earlier, and I just want you to expand on this point, that it's you're excited. You feel, and look, people look at a team that won only four games last year, the fan base, and they're anxious and they're frustrated, and they want to see much more from this team. And I know you know that. I mean, you're part of this community when you're here, and you can hear the commentary and stuff from fans, from media, that all want more, want better. And you sound like, you know, an optimistic guy, but you sound confident that what was done last year, despite the lack of wins or a very unsatisfactory win total, that there's something to build upon. I mean, talk about that, the youth of this team, but the talent that you see and how you see it growing.
First of all, you know, I think Cleveland has, you know, I think our fans in Cleveland are second to none. And I think the biggest thing is that our fan base is just, they're so passionate about the Browns. You know, they want us to win as much as we want to win, you know, but the one thing that I want the fans to know is that, man, we were in a, you know, last year we were in a lot of close games. You know, we lost a lot of games by, you know, 3 points, you know, missing a field goal at the end, you know, losing by, you know, playing the Ravens tough when we went up to Baltimore, playing the Bengals, both of the Bengals games, you know, the game against the Steelers on Thursday night. You know, those are just some of the division games that we need to pull out. And, you know, I think as being a young team, you know, everyone is going to grow from that. You know, we have a lot of guys in our teams that's been in the NFL, you know, 3-4 years, you know, that are having significant roles in our team. And I think we had a lot of things that we can build off from last year, a lot of things that we can grow from. And, you know, I think that we have a very young and exciting team that's going to be, you know, just that much better this year.
Well, I look forward to the chance to see you again. Go at it for another season and come back to this environment here and show what you can do, because I think it is going to be very exciting. You can be a very exciting player to watch. So we look forward to getting together when you get back to Berea, buddy.
All right, thank you. And follow me at MohoR31 on Twitter, at MohoR31.
Got it. Thanks for putting that out there. We'll make sure the listeners know about it. He is Montero Hardesty, running back for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick and take them.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take them.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
If you want to make more money, be your own boss, own your own business. Then don't miss the Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo this weekend at the IX Center. Discover full and part-time business opportunities and talk with owners of money-making franchises who can help you open a successful business. Plus, get advice at free seminars all weekend. For more info, visit ClevelandFranchiseExpo.com. Don't miss Cleveland's largest Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the IX Center.
Chris Fedor here. The auto show has come and gone. Now it's time to get that new car you've been thinking about. Before you make that purchase, check out my team at Medina Volkswagen Mazda. 3950 Pearl Road in Medina, or check them out anytime online, MedinaVWMazda.com. The team at Medina VW Mazda will take anxiety out of the car buying experience. They're home to the low price guarantee, so they're never undersold. Find a better deal, and they'll give you $500 right on the spot. They'll put you in the car you want at a price you won't find anywhere else. That's why they're the fastest growing VW dealer in Ohio. That's why they're the best. Right now, sign and drive leases with zero due at signing. Lease Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the all-new Passat, for only $239 per month for 36 months. Or how about the Mazda 3? Only $199 for 42 months. Go see Scott and Steve, Medina VW Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or check them out online, MedinaVWMazda.com. Experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference today.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
With you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, and also in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Yeah. Hey, Browns fans, we've got a lot of sponsors, which is a beautiful thing. Browns fans, experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now, and they're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more info. And this segment, our alumni spotlight, we try to bring this to you every week in season and the off season. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game. We're happy to have with us right now former Browns offensive lineman Wally Williams. Wally, welcome to the show.
Vic, thank you, mate. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, it's great. And you played for the Browns, of course, 1993 to 95. And then when the team moved to Baltimore, you were part of that, 96 to 98. Finished your career in New Orleans, 99 to 2003. Wally, I want to just start, first of all, with some of those memories of being part of those last teams before the Browns had that pause, and then the new Browns were formulated. What was that like?
It was a bunch of highs and lows on many different levels. I mean, just the rush of being a part of an NFL team and, you know, coming out of a small college like Florida A&M and being able to become a professional athlete and start your career here in Cleveland with the fanfare and, you know, everything that the fans have always been in representation of their team. I mean, it was a great experience. You know, that was definitely a high of coming here and actually having some success early in the early, you know, Belichick days.
Yeah.
You know, we had to get over that hump to get the Steelers in the playoffs in 94, but right, couldn't beat those guys that particularly. I think we lost to them three times that season. And just being right there and being on the cusp of possibly becoming a pretty solid team to all of a sudden moving and, you know, just not having a clear future on what you would do next and really not knowing what will become of the organization.
There was so much about that era that really resonates, and you still talk about it to this day. People do. One, Bill Belichick as head coach, and we know what Bill Belichick has gone on to become, winning those Super Bowls and getting the Patriots to the Super Bowls. What was the guy that you see and have seen do such great things with the Patriots, how is he in any way different from the guy you saw and played for here?
You know, everybody goes through their changes. I mean, you learn a lot of lessons in this game. You learn a lot of lessons as an individual just in life. And I'm sure, you know, Bill has changed some of the things that he does. But I want to guarantee you he's about 70% to 80% the same individual that was here in Cleveland. I mean, you have to understand that the things that he brought to the table from a coaching aspect to having a player prepared for a particular game, you know, they talk about the Spygate situation and all those things. Well, you know, hey, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Okay? And I believe in that. It may be an underlining thing that nobody wants to talk about,
right,
you know, in being in competitive sports. But
yeah.
Look, it is what it is, and he
That's
found
Belichickism too.
There you go. And you know, if he could find a way
yeah.
to get an edge, to have his team prepare, because he would do things for the benefit of his team. He wants his players prepared, and it's up to you to take on the challenge to actually buy in his system, and he was on the brink of doing that here.
Yeah.
And it's just so unfortunate that we had to move, and you know, it just had to change and went a different way.
So you could sense, you could see the qualities that have taken with him, that he obviously had with him or took with him to New England, that applied there, have worked there. You could see that coming up. And it isn't like you saw the New England success and said, man, where was that when we were in Cleveland? Because obviously teams are different, personnel is different. They didn't have a guy named Tom Brady playing quarterback here, so I know that's a big part of it too, but or a talent like that. But you were definitely seeing a guy capable of doing what he did.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, the way he prepared us, not only as offensive linemen, and this is a defensive-minded coach. He has a defensive background.
Yeah.
He knew what we were doing from an offensive line perspective. He would come in our meetings, tell us our reads, and he would also help us understand how to make those reads by looking at coverage. So as an offensive lineman, you're thinking about the five guys in front of the four guys you got to block in front of you. Yeah.
Right.
But we also learn as rookies, young guys, to understand coverage, cover one, cover two, whether it's man-to-man, all those things like that, which are going to dictate some of the things that go up front. And as a center, I play a center, it helped me make my calls. And from a coaching standpoint, I'm not knocking any other coaches I've had at any other point of my career, but from a coaching standpoint and from understanding details of professional football, nobody can touch what Bill Belichick brings to the table.
And the other part of this, of course, is that the team moves. And it's a sad, crushing to this day for people to think about it. Even though, again, you get the Browns back again and going again in 1999, just that thought of having it all ripped away after that 95 season, so crushing. And you were part of it as a player. And again, for you, your job continued in another city, in another uniform. So from that standpoint, you were still a football player, but Cleveland lost the football team then.
Right.
How palpable was that feeling for you to see how that impacted this area?
It was, I had a home here. I live right down the street in Berea and was into my third year, I guess to the point of actually becoming somewhat comfortable in my shoes of being a professional athlete and, of course, being a Cleveland Brown. And to have that, as a player, ripped up right in front of you. I mean, it was very unselling. It was unselling to us as players. A lot of guys, the Tony Joneses of the world,
right,
the Eric Turners, Stevon Moores, all those guys have been veterans on the team. And, to having them, who they'd had an established foundation there with family and everything, to be uprooted and to move into a city where we didn't know what was going on. I mean, we had to be there at the end of our season, I think that year, and was in January.
Okay.
And we had to all report there by April, which is moving your families, kids, finding
a
home. Move, I mean, it's not a lot of time. And when we got there, everybody knew one area to live in and maybe one shopping center. And that's what you knew going into the off season and those things. So it was, it was very unsettling for us as players. I know from a ownership standpoint, Art Modell had to make a decision, and all that bureaucracy stuff, that's not my deal. We just had to deal with it on our level, and we were just as hurt, as players and as, the guys that were in the community doing things as anybody else. And it's still somewhat shocking to this day that period exists, with organizations like the Cleveland Browns.
Wally Williams, former Browns offensive guard and center, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Wally, the fans, because for them it was so hard, and you're part of a community being on this football team in that time, four seasons, three seasons, right? 93,
95. Yes.
Three seasons. That's long enough to and you settled back here, so you made a connection with this community.
Yes.
That's long enough to know what the Browns, all their tradition, all that history, the attachment between the people and the team, and seeing it taken away from them. How hard was that for you to see from the fan standpoint?
Very hard. Very hard. I mean, look, this is one of those organizations that has an immaculate history, a lot of Hall of Famers. And this is one of those organizations as a kid that you see that, okay, If I have the opportunity to become a professional athlete, then that is a team I would like to play for. Those are some colors that you want to be around and you want to be identified with that history. I mean, come on. You know, who would not want to be identified with, you know, in my time, probably Jim Brown was, you know, the legacy guy. I mean, who would want, you want to be a part of that.
Sure.
And you want to be identified as that. And when the news actually came that the team would be moving, and I can sit and tell you from a Baltimore player standpoint how it felt being in a football game and playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cincinnati Bengals, where it's almost like you're looking at the NFL through a face mask, but you don't identify with the Baltimore team because it's new.
Right.
Nobody knows the history of the Baltimore team. I mean, you're kind of making history as you go, but it's not like being identified with the history of a legendary team like the Browns and establish yourself with the, you know, legendary players like Jim Brown and Otto Grahams and Paul Warfield. It's just not the same feeling of being in that uniform.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens would certainly go on to define themselves and have their, you know, set their own sort of new history separate from the Baltimore Colts. And I guess to a certain degree or a great degree, they had their own history separate from the Browns, except that Ozzie Newsome is the GM there. And there's a great attachment there, and they're having all that success. But nonetheless, you play there and then you finish your career with the Saints. And this was kind of interesting, right? Because you were part of a regime there that included Mike Ditka, and doing some outrageous thing, not the least of which was trading an entire draft for Ricky Williams.
Right. I mean, and you know, I'm a Mike Ditka fan. Okay. I was one of those kids who really got caught up and engulfed in the 86 Bears and what they were doing to Walter Payton and all those guys. So I was the coach. I was a fan. And when he came knocking on my door, you know, and it gave me an opportunity to become a Saint, I mean, I didn't need to see too much. I didn't care about the history. I didn't care about the Aints. You know, I'm here to change all of that. I'm here with Mike Ditka to do it. So, you know, I was on the bandwagon immediately. And did I know that it was going to be a draft where he traded away for one player? No, I was not consoled.
You didn't consult you?
I was not consulted, Robinson.
Were you inconsolable? I mean, how hard? Because you know what it means to not, you know, you need help in other places, and a draft isn't giving you that help.
Yeah, and look, Ricky Williams will still be. You know, I played on some teams where we had some solid running backs, and I think that Ricky, he had the potential to be as great as the expectation. I mean, he was as hard as a worker on the field as I've ever seen. And yeah, he had his off-the-field problems, but I'm talking about at practice, on the field, when he was focused, was as hard as a worker as I've ever seen at that position.
He's showing that with the Ravens, and he showed that certainly at times with the Dolphins. So he's right. He went on to show you some of those things that you didn't see in the world.
Exactly. He was very capable, you know, but it was a fiasco at the least, in bringing him in. And, you know, he came in with a contract based on his rushing yardage and all kinds of things. And Master P was his agent, which was very popular in New Orleans at that particular time. Yeah. And, you know, it was just more of a circus than really getting down to business and trying to win games.
And bring us up to date on you. What are you up to? I know you're living in the area here in Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. And what are you up to these days?
Well, aside of raising three teenagers, which are 17, 17, 15, 13, and my youngest son is 8 years old. I'm doing a little bit of radio and television in the Baltimore area, working with the CBS affiliate over there, 105.7 The Fan, and WJZ doing television work with those guys over there, and Mark Viviano and that crew over there at CBS. Do some work at Masson. You know, we do a show over there with Tom Davis and Bruce Laird.
Okay.
Touchdown Baltimore.
Wow.
And really try to spend as much time as I have right now with my kids. That's really the focus, because I know I'm going to start getting itchy here in the next 3 or 4 years, okay, and getting back out of the house and maybe getting involved in coaching and spending those 16-hour days, you know, doing something else. But retirement has been quite well. This game has treated me quite well. I was able to, you know, become a undrafted free agent coming into Cleveland and was ultimately a franchise player in Baltimore, and hey, I made a little bit of money.
I was going to say that path from Florida A&M, a small school, undrafted free agent, and you carved out yourself a very nice career.
Yeah, you know, and I'm very fortunate. I'm very appreciative of all those things. Now, you know, I tell kids all the time at my son's high school, like, look, I'm living proof of, you know, you actually can make it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you can't. You know, a lot of you kids don't get opportunity, but you can make it if you put forth the effort and you're dedicated. So let's be dedicated and win some games.
I love that. Wally, thank you so much.
Right.
Appreciate you having you with us. He is Wally Williams, former offensive guard and center, played for the Browns, and had a nice NFL career as well overall. And he's joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome accents, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Wow, David, this wine is really hard to find. I'll take it.
I only have two cases left. Want both?
When I first met David Santos, he left quite an impression. He had just opened his third wine and cheese store, and business was booming.
I'm thinking you'll want to pair that burgundy with this Brie. Oh, excuse me just a second.
But he still wanted to expand. So he called Time Warner Cable Business Class for help. And that's where I came in. We sat down, looked at his options, and set up high-speed internet access for all his locations, along with a web hosting solution. Now he has a website where he can take even more orders online. At this rate, I don't think David's business will ever stop growing. This is David's business. I'm glad he's made it my business, too.
To learn more, call 866-TWC4BIZ or visit twcbc.com. Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows.
Products and services not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
Join the Hoopla at Dave & Buster's to celebrate exhilarating college tournament basketball all month long. With great food, fun, and games, there's no better place to cheer your team. Plus, you can win a free championship watch party for you and 25 friends. This includes power cards, appetizers, VIP seating to see the big game on their large projection screen TV, and more. So keep your eye on the ball and sign up by March 28th at participating Dave & Buster's. And don't forget, WKNR is hosting other Hoops watching parties during the round of 16, March 22nd and 23rd, only at Dave & Buster's.
This Saturday is Southeast Harley-Davidson's annual St. Patrick's Day Blast. How lucky will you be when you pick from the pot of gold? Have a corned beef sandwich in the Harley Diner. Southeast Harley-Davidson in the heart of Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you to the very top of this hour. And we're going to give you some answers to your questions that you have submitted via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. This segment always driven by Liberty Ford. Nick via Facebook When the hell are we going to sign a top free agent or at least make a play for them? All right, Nick, you sound a little upset. Well, I understand where you're coming from, and I know that's been kind of this common theme here in the last 24 hours or so. When are the Browns going to do something special, spectacular? Don't hold your breath. This is not special, spectacular type of mode for this team. It does not approach free agency that way. Didn't before, and I'm not expecting them to now. I'm just not. And I'm not saying that because it's to enhance your frustration, but understand what this team does and how it does it. I think it's continues to be selective. I also will tell you that free agency has a long, long way to go. There are a lot of guys that are available, and I think this football team is letting the shopping sort of clean itself out a little bit and moves on to selective people. We'll see what happens in the whole Frosty Rucker thing. That's still got to play itself out, but you know, I think there's time to go. Don't throw your hands up and you know, give up on stuff from now. Way too early for that. I want to thank Jared Bell, Montario Hardesty, Wally Williams, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, Dave DiNatale, my producer tonight, Emmett Golden. We're not with you the next two nights, preempted by NCAA basketball, but we'll be back with you on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.